The unmistakable voice of Nana Mouskouri singing The White Rose of Athens. The Greek singer is one of the biggest selling artists of all time. In a career spanning more than 50 years, she's sold more than 300 million records and recorded songs in over a dozen different languages. At the moment, she's doing a run of concerts called the Happy Birthday Tour, including a performance at Dublin's National Concert Hall later this month. I spoke to Nana Mouskouri earlier and asked her why, after finishing her farewell tour in 2008, she had decided once again to go back on stage.
Well, now to tell the truth, I did stop for 7 years, and I don't mean to go back to tour like before or so, but I thought I was lucky to be 80 years old and be able to sing still. So I said maybe I could celebrate instead of staying at home all alone, just crying, oh, I'm 80 years old.
Much
so
better.
So that was an excuse somehow to do some more concerts. And in fact, very important year for me.
It is indeed, because while you're in here in Dublin at the end of the month of September, it's the 13th of October that I believe is the very big day when you turn 80.
Yes, it's the very big day, yes.
Will you be on stage?
Yes, in Hamburg, in Germany.
How soon in your life, Nana, did you know that singing and that music were going to be, if not your career, something very important in your life?
Well, the singing has been very important since I was very young, because I was, you know, after the war, I was a very shy girl. I couldn't speak, but I could sing. So I was always singing with my mother, who used to sing a lot at home. So I was singing a lot and I could express myself, but I didn't know that I could work as a singer. You know, it was such a long time ago, and singing, it was, of course, classical singing, much more important than being a pop singer. But very early, I was 17 years old, I was invited by friends, musicians who discovered me, to sing in clubs, jazz, because I loved jazz music. And there is where I started to believe that I could sing. But it came later. Of course, I did 8 years of classical music at the conservatory. But I didn't know where I was going. I just knew I wanted to sing. Now, where I will get to, I didn't know. And this is why whatever happened to me, it was a very long and hard work, but a wonderful work to do, really, and get to where I am. And I owe it to many people who trusted me. They gave me the opportunity to sing. Great musicians like Quincy Jones or Harry Belafonte or Michel Legrand. So all these people, they gave me songs, they gave me a way to be on stage, record, and in Europe, of course, many of them. So here I am because of all these people and all these opportunities that were given to me. The first, it was in Germany.
The fact that it was in Germany, you'd grown up in Nazi-occupied Greece and had lived through the Second World War, a difficult time. Were you in any way apprehensive about going to Germany at that time in the 60s?
I was much more curious to find out if they didn't like me, because I thought that I was told when I was very little that the people fight, make war and occupations when there is not love. My father, that's the way he found to tell me. So I was really looking forward to go, although my friends, they were a bit apprehensive, like you say. I was not. I just wanted to know if it is true that they are mean people or so. And I decided to just to compare the life there, the people there, how they speak, how, and if they still don't like Greeks. And I discover that they did like Greece. I found friendly surroundings right away, and I met young people like I was, who really had the same fear to meet a girl, how is going to be towards us. I think war can happen. The one who's much more difficult is when there is a civil war like we had after the war, or the dictature we had.
What about when you moved then to the United States, or certainly you moved part of your career to the United States with working with the likes of Quincy Jones and Harry Belafonte?
Yes,
how important were they in your career, and how did those meetings and musical friendships start up?
Well, it was very, very important and remains important for me what happened in these days. As soon as I went to Germany, then I did participate also in a festival in Barcelona, and there I had also a first prize there. You know, they just spotted me right away because Quincy was coming in France very much. And so I did already the record with Quincy Jones in 1962. It was really very early, before I meet Harry. What happened, I did the record, and I did also another record after Quincy, with Quincy producing, but it was Bobby Scott, a great pianist. He was Irish, in fact, and I did a sort of ballad records with many ballads that they were sort of Irish folk songs, wonderful album.
Will you do any Irish folk songs when you're here in Ireland?
Well, of course, you know, the Irish songs, they always, certain ones, folk songs that I did, you know, they stayed in my repertoire all these years. They are really great songs, and so important for me to have them in my repertoire, yes, always.
Any particular Irish song that you remember very well or that is important to you?
Very well, I can sing it in any time. Of course, Danny Boy. The most important thing is that I don't only sing them only in Ireland, I sing them in other places, and they all ask me also if not only in Holland, it can be in Germany or it can be in America. These songs, if I don't sing them, they ask for me to sing them.
You were a member of the European Parliament, Nana, for 5 years between 1994 and 1999, I think it was. You subsequently gave up your pension in 2010. Why did you decide to do that at that time?
Well, because the country was going through problems, of course, my pension was not going to save the country, but I didn't have the right really to get my pension from Europe, because it's Europe who pays for the European deputies. It's not the country, it's Europe who pays. And it was quite personal. I don't think that everybody has to do that. But for me, my conscience told me to do it.
Coming back then to performing and to your performing in the National Concert Hall at the end of this month, your daughter is going to be with you?
Exactly, yes. My daughter, Lenou, who's in her 40s, and she grew up, of course, with music, and she studied music and singing, and I'm very proud of it. I remember I saw Judy Garland years ago, I mean, just before one of the last concerts she gave with Liza, and since I was dreaming one day, if I have a daughter, to have my daughter next to me, and now this is my present, you know, for this tour, for this concerts we are doing this year, just to have her with me, and she's a wonderful singer, and I'm very proud of her. And you know, you always learn from younger people. When I was younger, I used to listen to older singers. Today, I listen a lot to the younger people because they can surprise you with ideas, with their spontaneity, with their youth. It's very important.
We'll finish up, Nana, by asking you to pick a song from us. Anything that really stands out from your, like, half a century it is now of a career. What would you like us to play for the Irish audience this evening?
I think you can play Danny Boy. See, it's one of the most beautiful love songs that whenever I sing it, I have tears in my eyes.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the leaves are falling. it's you must go, and I must ride. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. It's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you.
Nana Muscuri with her version there of Danny Boy, one of the songs that she promises she will be performing at the National Concert Hall here in Dublin on Saturday the 27th of September. Tickets available at the Concert Hall box office or online at nch.ie.